everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, all that good stuff that we like to talk about. There's always a lot to talk about, actually.
Yes, every single week.
Every single week. There's never a dull moment in the K-pop world. So give us a like, hit that notification bell, follow, subscribe wherever you're tuning in. We are pretty much available on all streaming platforms for podcasts, because that definitely helps. It really helps. It goes a long way. Mm-hmm. Shares the word of K-pop. Mm-hmm. And Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Exactly. And with that said, we do have a lot of stuff to talk about again this week. To all our new listeners, thank you for tuning in and joining us for your first listen, possibly. Maybe your second. To all the OGs, welcome back. You know the drill. Let's do it. So we are going to cover a lot of different groups and idols and just K-pop today, as usual. But we have quite the variety on the platter today, Haley. We got like Twice, Seventeen, aespa, ITZY, Blackpink, IVE, NewJeans, IU, BTS, Stray Kids. Even some more that I didn't even throw in there. Mm-hmm. But we also have some interesting stuff to talk about, along with, you know, we're going to kind of list some of the comebacks that are coming up within the near future. But we will also talk about some juicy stuff, Haley.
Yes.
Some very interesting and weird stuff also, Haley.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Juicy stuff in terms of Dispatch dropping out of nowhere a bombshell K-pop idol dating news. That was pretty out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty big news. Like, they just casually just...
Here
you go. And the other things that I could put in the realm of very interesting, strange, weird would be someone selling a K-pop idol's hair.
That sounds creepy.
It is creepy. Maybe I should have put that also. Creepy will be added as an adjective to that description. But yeah, believe it or not, that happened. And believe it or not, even more, Haley... It actually sold.
Oh, God.
Yes. So we'll be talking.
Why not? I feel.
I mean, yeah. Just, yeah. Give me some of Sana's hair.
People buy, like, people's bath water.
Yeah. You're right.
Remember that? I don't know what she was. I think she was, like, a model or something.
Oh, man. But but then I don't think this K-pop idol knew that her hair was being sold.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. A little spoiler. It's a yes. Of course, it's a female. Let's see, and I think that's pretty much the summary-ish of what we're gonna do. Let's talk about comebacks, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
So February 29, since it's we're already here. So, like I said, and we always mention this before, the dates that we give here sometimes are Korea time, so they're kind of like in the future, or are we in the future? We're in the future. They're in the past for some reason, right? Because like when they drop something there, it's like nighttime for us here in the West Coast. Mm-hmm. In the U.S. We are from L.A., Los Angeles. If you did not know that, now you do. And let us see, February 29th. So there's a debut of a new girl group called Reseen. The only thing I know about them is that they've been showing up on my feed. So I follow them. And I think they're from a smaller company. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you know, like almost like Stacy high up. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I'm just curious to see how they would do, like, because I feel like there's just so many groups right now.
There are too many.
They're just like popping up. So I'm just curious to see how this one looks with that, because they have the trailer and the teaser sounds good. I like the music from what I've heard so far. The actual like pre-release single is called Yo-Yo, and it comes out probably right now by the time we're talking about this. And they have, it feels like most of them are visuals. So I'm curious to see how they will turn out from like a small company again, like during this, because this is Gen 5 now, right? We've entered Gen 5.
Uh-huh.
So that'd be interesting to see. But moving on from then on, we don't really have much till March 5th. Daesung.
Oh.
The man himself.
From Big Bang.
So all VIP know this guy, the guy with the best personality.
And the smiliest face and eyes.
Yes. And he has his title track, Falling Slowly. So his solo comeback right there.
So speaking of Daesung, Charissa actually sent me the merch for him.
Oh, he has Weaver's merch,
does.
Right?
It was pretty funny because one of them are hangers. But then
I like
it
that.
Has his face on it.
That's awesome.
I
like
dying.
The fact that you can actually use it in everyday life.
So I was like, man, wouldn't that be cool if Stray Kids had those?
Yeah, Stray Kids hangers. Give me some Twice hangers.
Oh my god, that's
give me
so
some
funny.
Appliances. Give me stuff I could actually use.
Yeah.
So give me a Twice like... broom. I don't know. give me. Yeah. I mean, this that sounds good to me. That's yeah, that's
that was
awesome.
The one thing that stood out the most for me. I don't remember anything else.
I don't think I've seen a K-pop hanger yet, so this
me
is
neither.
Great.
I mean, not official ones. People make them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But,
okay. You're right.
Yeah, this is an official merch,
ones.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I like mm-hmm. that. Shit, we should have more of that. You know, like, when the artists sometimes, you know, like, you know how Twice mm-hmm. and BTS has done, like, their
Stray
artist
Kids
collection,
too.
Stray Kids? Mm-hmm. Someone needs to do a hanger.
Yeah.
I'm fingers crossed for the, like, who would probably do a hanger? I can imagine maybe Dubu, like Dahyun.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. A Dubu hanger. That would be great. I would get it. Let's see. So, Daesung, thanks for that. March 8th, Zykers. They will have their third mini album, House of Tricky, Trial and Error. And their title track is We Don't Stop. Mm-hmm. Also on March 8th, ZB1
yes!
is doing their Japanese first single. Mm-hmm. And also, there's going to be a music video. Haley... when I got these notes,
it's all in Japanese.
It's in Japanese. Is that?
It says Yura Yura.
Is that hiragana or katakana? What is that?
Hiragana.
Hiragana.
I can only read the hiragana one, but it says Yura Yura.
So Yura Yura. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yura Yura is interesting enough. Mm-hmm. One of the song titles from one of the openings from Naruto.
Ooh.
Just because I know, because I did a cover that I hope none of you will ever find when I played a guitar cover like ages ago in another lifetime. Let's see. Also, let's see. I think that's going to be the first single.
Their actual album comes out
March
20th.
So that's kind of like the music video, right? Mm. Like the pre-release.
I'm excited. They look like princes.
They always
like anime princes.
They always do. Ricky alone just looks like he's like a main character from every anime shoujo that you can think of. But I put like a note here. I just realized, like, you know, within the past month, we've had like Twice, Le Sserafim, NMIX, ITZY, like everyone, like all these girl groups that we follow mm-hmm, have had mm-hmm. comebacks, and I keep like I forget about it sometimes, like that it's all within like a span of a month,
right?
So it's like we've been getting fed a mm-hmm. lot. I didn't even like I don't because I know Stray Kids, you know, hasn't really released anything, but I guess from the girl group perspective, like of what we follow, especially me, and like even merch wise, and that's probably why I've been getting more mail lately.
Yeah.
Like, I've been getting all these albums, like the Le Sserafim Easy album. Mm-hmm. You know, I got the Make Star POB. You know, we've talked about POBs before. Always like doing our research on what like is the best bang for your buck and the nicest, cleanest POBs that mm-hmm. you can get when you're ordering something, right?
But the thing is, like, even though I follow a lot of guy groups, I only buy merch.
Strictly.
For Stray Kids.
Used to be BTS.
Used to be BTS, but they don't.
But that's great because you save so much money.
I do, yeah.
Well, do you? Actually, you buy a lot of Stray Kids stuff, to be honest. I think it makes up for it.
Yeah, that's
looking
true.
Back at what I get, like, I get a lot of, you know, I have a lot of girl groups, but then I only get the albums and photo cards. You get photo cards, merch, and...
plushies.
Well, I get some... Yeah, you have plushies.
But you do, too.
I have...
You got the New Jeans ones. You got the Twice plushies.
I got the... shout out to Kevin. He got me the Le Sserafim mouse pad.
Yeah, see?
For Perfect Night, like the anime style mm-hmm. one. That was cool.
No,
and
no,
I do have a lot of, I was going to say fans, pickets.
Pickets,
yes,
yeah.
I have a collection of pickets in my office,
yeah,
my work office.
Yeah, I only have four.
But yours are all plushies, most
yes,
majority.
Because that's always what I've collected,
I feel
even
like
since I was a child.
They're more expensive too, I feel like, the official stuff.
They are.
Because they're harder to come by also.
I don't have to get any more skazoos.
Oh, but you get... so many different outfits for them, Haley. You say it like it stops there. It doesn't stop there.
Oh.
Okay, but we will stop there. Let's continue. So usually, yeah, usually we would stop there because that's like about a week ahead of this episode, mm-hmm. right? But I want to cover a few more comebacks because they're from like more bigger groups, I guess you could say, or like more anticipated groups, to be fair. April 1st. It's far. I know it's like a month. It's not even March yet. Well, it's going to be March by the time some people listen to this. But Baby Monster just announced they will be releasing their first mini album, self-titled Baby Monster, on April 1st. So right there.
And they have the 7 back in their name.
And you're right. Mm-hmm. So it is 7. I'm glad.
Me too.
There you go. The one, I forgot, Ahyeon, I believe. The one that kind of reminds me of Garam. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, Kevin. Shout out to our friend Kevin again. March 27th, the project girl group called Eunice, which is actually SBS's universe ticket, like their audition show, is actually set to debut also. I guess it's an 8-member group, and that's on March 27th. Mm. So we got another debut right there. And then March 25th, HYBE. HYBE has another subsidiary label underneath them called B-Lift Lab. And if you remember this, there was a show, a survival show called Are You Next? Mm-hmm. Guess what? So they're already next in line to debut March 25th. The group is actually called I'll-It, like I'll It, I think.
Are You Next? Is that the same one with N-Hyphen or no? B-Lift?
I think it is.
Right?
And this is the B-Lift. Girl one? This is the girl one. This is one we've been talking about.
It's only been like fucking 4 years.
Yeah, because like it's an island. It's been a while. But yeah, I guess they're finally done. You know, you bring up a good point. I didn't realize that. But they're going to be debuting March 25th, their first mini album, Super Real Me. Mm-hmm. And I'm also bringing it up because they also attended the Paris Fashion Week. For, I guess, Acne Studio. Was it Paris or was it Milan? Well, it was Fashion Milan. Week.
Yeah.
And then it's crazy enough.
I have one in Paris, too. Sorry. Well,
probably either or. Mm-hmm. pick one. Mm-hmm. It'll be one of those. But the crazy part is, guess what? This group hasn't debuted yet. Mm-hmm. But they were invited to the fashion show. Mm-hmm. Like the Fashion Week. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it, Haley, because a lot of people are getting upset about that. Oh. There's a lot of, K-nets with their opinions.
Of course.
Very opinionated K-nets out there saying that, like, you know, they can't believe that a pre-debut group is actually attending this when there's, like, established groups with idols that aren't even invited and haven't been. Mm-hmm. And they think it's because of HYBE and the connections.
Of course it's because of HYBE.
1,000%. You think they would invite I'll-It?
No.
They didn't even invite Eunice or like this recent group. Of course they didn't. Mm-hmm. So yes, 100% it's HYBE, but what can you do about it? That shows the power of HYBE. Mm-hmm. Right, if anything, look what they did out of BTS with Big Hit. Right,
they're debuting on March 25th. That's the same as Stray Kids.
Oh, Stray Kids is debuting.
No, I mean like their anniversary date is March 25th.
Oh, is this a sign? What? Might have to keep an eye out for this group. I'll-It. I'll-It. Mm-hmm. When I first read it, I thought it was Ill-It, but I'm guessing if in the proper pronunciation and the English vocabulary, it's I'll-It. I don't know.
But then again, N-Hyphen is spelled in hyphen, but it's pronounced N-Hyphen.
Because there's no H, though.
There is an H in their spelling.
For the group?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes!
Really? Yeah. I know the actual, like, when you actually write down the word, it has H. I know how to spell in hyphen, but in hyphen, there's no H.
Oh, like a right second there. H.
Well, I know that the first H.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I know,
H?
Haley.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I get
how
it.
Does the high...
Never mind. Is a bad example. Rewind. Ignore me.
Yes. No, bye. I understand that in the regular vocabulary, there is an H after the P.
Okay. Okay.
So that's what
people, I guess, we're calling them N-hyphen.
That's their problem dyslexic, okay. Which I am guilty of too sometimes. So there you go. Let's see. So yeah, that's what's going on. But I mean, we're talking about the fashion show really quick. Fashion week, right? A lot of K-pop idols.
Oh yeah, always.
So many. All of ITZY was there. Except
Leah.
I mean, the whole group was there except for Leah, which is awesome. Let's talk about Leah really quick because she attended.
She did.
Seoul Day 2 concert for ITZY. So, man, like
being
supportive. I keep seeing that guy that's crying, that one Mitzi in the crowd crying and recording her. And like, you know, I think everyone was crying, like the members. And it was...
Of course, because they want her back.
Even Chaeryeong's parents was there and they're crying too. So everyone's just crying. And hopefully this helped, you know, Leah came out to actually see them and you know, I hope she sees like the type of support and like how much people love and miss her. So that was nice to see. Hopefully the next comeback or even maybe by KCON. I mean, we'll see. Fingers crossed. Because I know like Mina, she was out for a little bit too when she took her hiatus for Twice.
Even Mingi from 80s
and
months.
That's true. Yeah,
he was
Mingi
gone
too.
For 8 months. So I was like, damn. I mean,
for sure, like a comeback. So maybe after this comeback, hopefully it gets better. So after that, let's see. So yeah, ITZY was everywhere. I feel like I've been seeing Itzy posts of the Fashion Week, like all over my algorithm. 17s, Mingyu, Hoshi, and DK were there, but I've been getting tons of Mingyu and DK all over my feed. Mingyu, like, is also posting himself, like, on his actual IG. He's been posting a lot, too. He's been even in Hawaii. What the hell?
What the heck?
Is he hanging out with your mom or what?
I guess. She didn't tell me.
Hanging out with your mom, feeding each other garlic shrimp from Giovanni? Like, I can't believe you actually took a picture at Giovanni's.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's one of the places we always, or I at least always eat, since Haley is not a big fan of seafood.
I do not like seafood.
In any way, shape, or form, or smell. Let's see. NCT's had some representatives as well. Doyoung, Jino, and Jungwoo. Girls' Generation.
Seohyun
was there. Red Velvet, we had Joy. We had Ives, Yujin. G-Idol's Yuki. I feel like Yuki's been having a great time. And wherever, whenever I see her, she's been doing like a lot of like I don't know if it's like modeling technically, but like she's been like out and about. But she seems so happy though. So that's pretty nice.
With her name, is it pronounced Yuki or Yuchi?
Maybe it's Yuchi.
Because you know Chi-Chi?
Yeah, that's right. And she's obviously the one of the members from China.
I'm just like looking at it.
That's a good point.
Is it Yuchi? It might be.
I don't even know. I don't. What have
we been calling her?
What
Yuki,
have we been doing?
But I mean, maybe Yuki, it is Yuchi. Sounds cute too.
They're both cute. So you know what? You brought up such a good point.
Because I was just like looking at the spelling. Because I was like, wait.
Especially after playing Genshin Impact, we know Chi-Chi's.
Chi-Chi.
We used to call her Queequee.
Yeah, because it's spelled Q-I-Q-I.
And we're like, oh, it's not Queequee? Nope, it's Chi-Chi.
Oh, so. Kiki?
You're right. I mean, shit. It could be. I don't even know anymore.
I think it's Yuchi.
It
maybe.
Might be.
I don't know.
What do they call her in the show? I have to watch more of this stuff.
You have to watch her introduce herself.
I know, probably. Right? What the hell? Yeah. Have we been to KCON? They've been introducing themselves. Have we not been paying attention?
I can't hear shit at
KCON. You're right. You're right. That's a fair point. All you hear is yelling. Woo! Everyone's yelling. Yeah. We can't hear shit. Okay. Honey from New Jeans, of course.
Jisoo,
of course, representing Dior. She's like the other favorite child for Dior. Speaking of favorite child, Ningning and Hyunjin were there. Guess whose favorite child is it?
From Versace.
Versace, yeah.
Hyunjin, obviously. She even called him herself the Versace Prince. So, and then she gave him a crown on her like personal Instagram. Isn't that nuts? She loves Hyunjin.
She's in love with Hyunjin. Yeah. 100%.
I mean, I get it.
It makes sense. It makes sense, though. But, like, it's nice because, like, I really felt like Versace fits Hyunjin, too. Like, the look.
His first kiss, like, public kiss was her. Like, in front of millions of people.
Can you imagine all the stays at home? Like, oh, my God. All the DeLulus.
But
got
we love how much she, like, treats him really well.
The DeLulus out there, bun. I mean, Haley. I just leaked our nickname for each other. Yes, Haley.
Name.
Oh, yeah. Code name. So, yeah. That is pretty crazy because I can imagine the DeLulus punching the air, writing her name in like a Death Note or like a voodoo doll.
I hope not. This is a freaking... How old is Versace?
Does it matter?
She like 80 or something?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
What is... Oh, my God.
No, she's probably not that old.
I'm not going to even... You look that up. I'm not going to say anything more or anything less. So... I mean, yeah, and Ningning is there too. So, like, that's why we've always been seeing Ningning and Hyunjin always together. You know, Team Versace.
She's 68.
Oh, my God. I didn't say that. Versace, just remember, it wasn't me. If you're listening to this podcast, it was not me. It was not Joko.
I'm sorry.
we did bring up Honey for a second because I want to bring up New Jeans. New Jeans? Did you hear about that? Really crazy announcement.
I did.
So,
I saw it.
We are still all waiting on IU's world tour on when the hell tickets will drop. But at least we know the cities that she'll be coming in, right?
And the dates.
So at least we have an eye out for that. But if you're in Seoul, if you live in Korea, or if you're going or planning to go watch IU in Korea, you will get a nice little treat because one of her guests for her tour is New Jeans. All of them.
Wow. Like performing?
Performing with her. I can't believe it. 2024 IU HER World Tour will have New Jeans as a guest. And I mean, Hayne has a song with IU, I believe.
The new one.
And also, I mean, it makes sense because I think New Jeans was on IU's palette, her show.
That's true.
So I remember
she probably took a really good liking to them.
And maybe it was vice versa. I know they were like kind of starstruck too.
Yeah, they were
super shy.
Yes. They were very shy.
No, super shy.
Well, super shy.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was, I mean, I feel like we've talked about that episode too. That was a while ago. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't checked it out, IU's palette is a really good show. Just think of like Suga Suchita.
Yeah.
Except it's IU, and she has a lot of great guests on that show as well. And of course, she had her comeback, so that was cool. And the fact that she was literally less than like 5 miles away from our house when she recorded the music video, Haley.
That's true.
I can't believe it. Punching the air. So I think here we can take a breather. We have a lot more to talk about still, but just want to remind you all and let you all get your water break. It's good to stay hydrated. That you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we have a lot of K-pop to talk about. You could check us out and follow us and hit that subscribe notification bell on pretty much every podcast streaming platform wherever you're tuning into us. And you could also actually keep in touch with us, Haley.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes, and what can you do there?
You can send us DMs on Instagram and check out all our old concert videos. Because we haven't been to a K-pop concert yet this year, right? No.
Not this year. Are you okay?
I have I was about to sneeze.
Okay. So I was like, I don't know why you're crying. Was it such an emotional time at this moment? Yeah, so check us out there. And let's move on. So, Dispatch. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. But they dropped... They dropped a bomb.
They probably just didn't want them sneaking around. And they just were like, here, we're dating.
I have a different opinion on that. What? I have an opinion where they probably got upset at SM or the group for something.
Oh.
And they're like, you know what? We had this, but we didn't say anything. But because something happened, we're just going to throw it out there. Karina, yes, from aespa, is apparently getting to know, quote unquote, slash, you know, that means dating.
Right.
Actor Lee Jae-wook. Do you know Lee Jae-wook?
I don't.
Me either.
I mean, he's in a lot of K-dramas, but I haven't watched any of them.
And I've seen his pictures.
Right. He's in one of the most recent ones. He's the lead actor. And I think people have been commenting on our Instagram when we posted that story saying that they know him from that drama or like he looks like that guy from that K-drama. And I was like, oh, because it is him.
Did you say drama? Drama, mama. Perfect. K-drama, mama. So yeah. There you go. I didn't really know him. So there you go. But Karina, that's like, I think they're like about to hit year 4. It's pretty interesting. I didn't know if they had like a dating clause or contract on theirs.
I guess not.
But I mean, there it is. It's dropped. But
because
like I said,
both SM and then his agencies confirmed it.
Yeah,
too.
Because a lot of people thought they were rumors.
Right.
A lot of the people that thought they were rumors after I saw the Dispatch thing, I'm like, Dispatch, it has to be real.
Right.
Some people were probably just delusional. Or probably like hoping and praying. All those Delulu Mais that are, you know. I'm a Korean bias myself, but you know, as soon as I saw that Dispatch, I'm like, oh shit, this probably is real.
Speaking of like the Delulus, so I just saw like a notification. I don't know if you have it on here, but a lot of people were unfollowing Karina when the news hit.
I'm not.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm not surprised.
I hate that. That's so dumb.
But she's still the most followed member.
But then that's stupid because, like, obviously this guy didn't do anything wrong. It's not like Hyuna dating that guy from Beast.
Like, I don't even know. So, I don't know what to say about that.
It's
but
just
that's
because
just,
people are like, oh my god, she's dating. I can't be Delulu anymore.
Yeah, people just get really heartbroken. And that's just life.
I'm like, okay, cool.
Welcome to life. Yeah. I mean, she still has, I think last time I checked, she still had like 12.5-ish million.
Does she have a bubble?
I don't know, actually. I wonder if they do.
Have one?
I don't know.
It was like one of those, like the subscribers and stuff went down or whatever.
Oh, one of the, they probably do then. But that makes sense.
Okay.
That like those, you know, because it always happens. Whenever like a dating rumor comes out from like, especially if it's a group, you know, kind of, so this is still, they're fourth gen. So a fourth gen dating like news drop,
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, it was... People are still... It's still fresh for some people, so that's why it's a little bit more difficult of a pill to swallow. What's going on here?
It just popped up. Fans are unsubscribing from Karina's bubble.
Well, confirmed. She does have a bubble, so there you go. Let's see. I think... so we're talking about Aespa. Let's talk about some nice stuff. So, Aespa has some crumbs with Twice. Mm-hmm. Did you see this?
I did.
So, on Aespa's official IG account, there is a reel mm-hmm. of Winter. Winter is doing a little dance, mm-hmm. Dance challenge of Twice. Mm-hmm. Twice is Look At Me. And guess what? Like, four Twice members mm-hmm. commented with using, obviously, their personal accounts.
Yeah.
And then commented on Winter, on the official IG of Aespa about Winter. You know, saying really nice, cute stuff.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're so cute.
And then Winter replied back with her actual, like, personal one. I'm Winter, like her personal IG. So it was just, like, a nice back and forth. It's really nice to see because I feel like I really haven't seen Twice and Aespa interact.
That's true.
Just because I feel like they're always at different timing with, like, comebacks,
yeah.
And also, yeah, and then the gap is different, plus companies and all that stuff. So
but
it's
I'm
not
sure
like
they
fall in place. But
I was like, I'm sure they all talk. Oh, somehow,
yeah.
Behind closed doors.
Always. That group chat. There's probably infamous group chats everywhere
right.
within the K-pop idol
I'm
world.
I'm sure.
Within that universe.
If Wish only I could be we in could all of them.
If only we could see. If we were like a little
to
fly in every group chat. I would love to know and see what the heck they say and send each other. I'm sure there's hackers out there that probably could do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
And probably are doing it.
Because, I mean, look what happened to Jenny and Tae.
Oh,
like,
man.
Their combo's got
so, yeah, there's they probably have, like, a lot of stuff, like, on ransom, right? Ready to, like, just drop it if needed. So that's what's going on, and I love it. I like the Twice Aespa crumbs. It's really nice to see. Twice, also, we could keep talking about them because their full album finally dropped, it's a
mini
album. But the actual mini album dropped, right? And I am enjoying it. Did you listen to the whole thing?
I did, while I was doing my nails.
I really like the whole album. It's really good. And I like the direction they did. Like, you know, they kind of changed it up a little bit from their past few comebacks. Mm-hmm. They all look amazing, as we've talked about in previous episodes. Not only at their concert, but even, like, all their recent stuff. Just, like, they've been posting and doing a lot of media stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Just like Le Sserafim. So it's really good that they're still keeping up with all that. Also, if you are a lucky, super lucky ass once that lives
in New York.
In New York. Guess what? You might have gotten your hands on signed albums from Twice at Barnes & Noble on 5th Avenue. Because they went to the store out of nowhere. I think it was like a random hour or time. Maybe even when the store is closed. They signed a ton of albums. And also, it was really cool. They wrote and signed, like, little post-it notes, and they put it in different areas around the store. So it's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
So it was like I saw a smiley face when, like, Mina said something or whatever. But, like, that's so cool. So, yeah. And also I found out from, like, some posts I saw, it was one album per a person, which is good. I'm glad. So, like, when you went to buy it, you can only buy one.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Like the signed ones?
The signed albums, correct. Mm-hmm. Of course. Because you don't want someone to buy, like, oh, can I have 20, please?
How many did they sign?
I don't know the exact number, but there was a good amount. And it's all the members, too. So that was really cool. So if you were able to see that and get a hold of that, that's one hell of a treasure.
Price, yeah, it was not even, like, the super high
completely face value
price tag with it.
Oh, my God. So jealous. That's pretty cool, though. Especially if you found, like, some of the post-it notes. That's even cooler, to be honest. So, yeah, that was a nice thing they did. And then they flew into L.A. And guess what? Funny enough, a lot of people were at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove and, like, other places in L.A. praying and hoping that they were going to show up. Nothing.
But they didn't because they, like, nope, people are going to be
people
waiting
will know.
Us.
People
yeah.
will know. But, yeah, if anything, they were at a random Target and someone posted from the official Instagram for Twice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, there's the albums at Target.
They always do
go to Target. All the group, like Blackpink, TXT, BTS, Stray, like everyone.
Right. No, did Stray Kids?
80s then.
Okay.
Maybe 80s? Did Stray Kids go?
Go to Target? No, they didn't.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, I think it was just Bang Chan
was at CVS. Yes, which is a drugstore. So he's getting some snacks or some like medicine for himself. So that is what we're talking about with them. Oh, also, just to throw it out here, Twice. Can you believe this? But they actually recorded a new record for a Hanteo chart for album sales. For first day, they broke their own record. Mm-hmm. And they sold 758,876 albums for the first day for With Youth. Mm-hmm. Man, that's insane.
That's a lot of albums. That is albums.
A lot of albums. I don't even want to, like, because each album was about like 23 to, if you bought the JYP one, like 30. Oh my God, I can't, that's a lot of money.
Of course.
That they are the money maker for sure. Mm-hmm. They print the money for JYP right now, along with Stray Kids, right? For sure.
Oh yeah, Stray Kids.
Let's see. Blackpink. Let's talk about Jisoo really quick, because not only was she and is she been posting a lot of Dior stuff because she's at Fashion Week, she also announced she's going to join, or I don't know if she's joining Bubble herself or like doing her own type of bubble.
Oh.
But that's the plan, and it's going to happen in March, sometime in March. So they already get like working on that, and it's under, of course, her personal label,
Blissu.
Haley,
yes.
Do you want to talk about that weird, creepy thing that we talked about very briefly in the beginning?
Sure.
Because I think it's time.
Okay.
Did you know about this?
No, I didn't.
So, in China, there's a quote-unquote fan who went to one of the IVE concerts and somehow, some way, I'm sure this person didn't run on the stage and pull the hair out. I don't know
what this person... Did she go to the dressing room?
I don't know what he or she did.
Steal her brush?
You know what? I don't know. That's true. It could be the hairdresser or something, but someone had collected Won Young's hair.
Of course it would be Won Young.
At the concert. And now Jang Wanyang's hair strands were being sold on some Chinese auction site, I guess Chinese eBay or something.
Oh my goodness.
So they even hosted like a live auction.
What the online. Fuck?
So the craziest part
goodness.
It was three strands of Jang Wanyang's hair.
This is so dumb.
How can you prove that it is? I don't know. You might DNA? Have to DNA test it at that point if you get it. Because what if it's... I'll just grab my own hair and say it's like someone else's hair. Like, this is Tay's hair.
They're probably going to DNA test it.
So they... Well, the thing is, the crazy part is, yeah, so it was listed and it was sold. Someone had bought it. But if you're curious enough to know how much it was listed
this
for...
This is so dumb.
First off, the auction had attracted over 1,200 viewers. The initial bid was started at 99,999 yuan, which is crazy enough because that's approximately $13,800.
What the frick?
For three strands of hair. It could be someone's pubes. I don't effing know. How can you confirm this?
Where did they get the hair?
You can't confirm it till you get it. Well, maybe they're like holding their hands out barricade and I don't know, her hair dropped onto them. There's like, but it's three strands.
This is dumb.
So it started the bid at that much. It ended with a bidding war going up to 103,662 yuan, which is about $14,373.
People don't know what to do with their money.
Haley, we're going to see IVE in a few weeks.
Are you going to pull her hair?
I'm going to ask her for her hair. I'm gonna have a sign. Won Young, can I please have three strands of your hair?
But I don't think anyone would do that here and buy. This is like on a Chinese.
Yeah, you're
like,
right. Because here in the U.S., people buy and sell weird shaped, like
Cheetos?
Forms of Cheetos, Oreos, Dorito chips.
That's so true.
So I mean, maybe.
I mean, that's harmless.
Maybe I could
right?
find someone on Mercari that will buy her hair for maybe $100. I don't know.
So stupid.
So
can we sell like Tay's water bottle then?
Oh shit! I wish I recorded everything.
No, you should just DNA test it.
People can DNA test this. Okay, you know what? Throwing this out there.
I'm just kidding.
I want to throw this out there because people who may have not joined us since the beginning, because I think, did we talk about this?
I don't even remember.
I don't even think we were permission to stand yet. This is like in our, maybe our old podcast when we were still Anna Munchies. So many of you who are now permission to stand listeners, we appreciate that. Thank you for still being here. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but when we went to see BTS for when
they finally permission to dance tour
when they first came back, you know, after COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We went to the SoFi one. We were kind of close to barricade. We were like in that like section, but not barricade, right?
We were like the section over from it.
It was pretty awesome. It was a great experience. And at the same time, when they left the stage, there was Fiji. Well, it's unmarked Fiji bottles. Mm-hmm. They were definitely the shape of Fiji bottles. They were drinking it throughout the whole concert, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know why no one else asked. I don't know because maybe I'm just weird.
Yeah. You're the person that will take hair.
I buy the strands of hair. Oh, I didn't even know. No, but I went up to the security guard that was still on the stage and they were cleaning it out. And I was like, can I have that water bottle? And he's like, really?
I'm like, why?
And I remember some people were looking at me like, shit, why? Like, they were giving me the crazy look like, this guy's crazy, but why didn't I think of this?
Right.
And then he tossed me the water bottle. And now we have, I believe it's Tay's. If it's not V's water bottle, it's Jungkook's.
Right. It's one of those two
because they were on that side and they were drinking from it. If you want to confirm or you want to pay to see and like test the DNA to see whose it is, be my guest and pay for it because we still have the water bottle.
Yeah.
Tucked away behind some of like near our Haley's K-pop shrine. Yeah. And yeah, that's it. We have BTS's water bottle from the concert. So there you go. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. If I sold it right then and there, if I took the video and did everything, how much do you think I would have made?
I don't know. Because people like freaking want, you know, even when sometimes when the artist like scrunches their water bottle and throws the into the crowd, people die for that shit.
Yeah, people kill for that.
I'm like, why?
That's why I'm saying it's like we have his water bottle.
Right.
Like one of theirs.
You can clone him.
You can, when the technology exists.
I'm joking, don't do that.
Haley's the one that brought it up. When the technology exists, we have their DNA, literally DNA. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Yeah, it's just there. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me think after hearing this story, I'm like, shit, could I have made $10,000?
I mean, you probably still can.
Maybe more? $20,000?
I'm sure if you get it, DNA test it, and like sell it, people will probably buy it. just need the proof, though.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's insane, though. But it's like, will they announce it? Like, is their DNA on like the database?
Oh, right? Yeah. Like,
you have to have they have to be in the database first of all. But yeah, so we have that. That's one of our interesting collections to our K-pop collection, which we have tons of stuff.
Right. But we're not pulling out his hair. So.
No. We're not asking
or
asking for their hair or anything. None of that. I will hopefully try to get one of Twice's maybe like water bottle.
Oh,
I hope they shower us with water. I'm gonna ask them.
I wish Nayeon like had thrown the one that she did for
us. Yeah, she just put it down. I should have like.
You should have asked her.
I should have asked her like the water bottle. Yeah, like, could I have it and just like throw it at me.
Just hit me in the head.
Yes, we were also blessed. Mm-hmm. We were baptized by Nayeon as well. I think we could. Well, I guess if you wanted, we could bring it up really quick since we're talking about money. Did you know HYBE achieves a record 2 trillion won in revenue? This for over 43 million album sales. Do you know who's the three groups that they can thank for that, Haley?
I'm going to guess 17, BTS, and NewJeans.
Yes, correct. That's pretty insane. That's a lot of albums.
Before we move on, I think you totally like skipped this part.
Oh, did I?
Like you didn't copy and paste it with
Jung
and Scoops. I don't know. I
go
was
for
like,
it.
Wait,
go.
Because you were, I read 17. I was like, wait, wasn't I supposed to say something about 17?
Go, yeah, go.
So, Scoops and Jonghyun are resuming their activities because, as you guys know, those two have been out for a while.
Yeah, I think we even
like
brought it up.
Surgery.
Right? Yeah. Last episode, I think.
So they're finally back. So they had their surgeries for knee and ankle injuries in August and December of last year. And then now they've been, because during that time they were receiving like care,
Probably doing physical therapy and all that stuff.
So, like, and then because Scoops didn't even, like, he wasn't even in the concert. He couldn't even go to the Nana tour or anything that. So he's been, like, sitting out. So, but then finally they released, like, oh, they can resume all activities now. So that was just something.
Oh, cool, hopefully a U.S. and part of the world tour.
So it says, they can participate in 17's activities starting March, including the 17 tour follow again in Incheon. So they'll be both there, which is good because they haven't been there for a while. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that in.
I mean, it's harder because there's 13 of them. So it's like, at least it's complete again.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
So I'm sure Carrots are very happy to have them both back, especially the leader.
Yes. Right. Fearless leader Scoops. Mm-hmm. Guess he'll be back. And I think before we get started with Haley's BTS and Stray Kids, this is again where I want to make sure you all take a bathroom break, stay hydrated, and don't forget to hit that notification bell, follow, subscribe this podcast wherever you're tuning in and streaming in. Give us a like, a rating, subscribe, and all that good stuff because it really helps. It goes a long way. You know, 5-star Michelin is always nice. And also, you could check us out on our social media stuff, especially Instagram, because Haley, what can they do there?
You can find a lot of concert videos, and also you can DM us there if you want to contact us and talk to us.
Talk to us about K-pop, of course. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of reels. You can check all that fun stuff out. It's a nice little community amongst fellow K-poppers. And I think it's time.
Yes. So I don't have a lot of names. But the last episode of Suichita Season 1 was released. So he's done. Wow.
It's it.
For season 1.
Season 2 will be back when he comes back, when he's obviously back from the military, right?
So Yoongi said, "I don't want to make a whole speech, but if you just wait a little bit, you'll be able to see the seven of us running around the stage again. I imagine that day a lot. If you open your eyes one day, we'll probably be there because our team BTS has always been that kind of team. Anyway, thank you so much and great job, everyone." So that was like his last little speech. Clap. And they gave him like a bouquet of flowers and everything. I mean, that show was very successful.
Oh, hell yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun.
People liked going there as guests, too. Especially Jungkook, because he went on there twice.
We loved the memes. Thank you for all the memes of Jungkook that we got.
Dancing
Jungkook. The dancing Ajuma. Like, who? Thank you. Thank you, Yoongi.
Yes. And then, also, we talked about last time that J-Hope was releasing an album called Hope on the Street.
Do we know when Hobie's releasing this?
I don't have any information. Did we not say it last time?
Maybe we did. I was just curious to know. It's probably soon.
Soon because he released a medley highlight of all the songs.
Ooh, I like these.
Yes. So I'm just going to go through the tracks because he's featuring a lot of people in them.
Oh, I know a couple of them.
Yes. I feel like each track had somebody except for the first one, which was On the Street. version.
That song sounds very familiar.
And then track 2 is I Wonder, and it's going to be with Jungkook.
Oh boy.
And then track 3, Lock Unlock, with Benny Blanco and Nile Rodgers.
Damn, that's pretty crazy actually. So it's like they've all collaborated with hype artists.
Yeah. And then track 4, I Don't Know.
Oh, who is it? Who is it?
With Yunjin, yes, of the Seraphim.
Huh, you do.
So the rumor was true.
My girl.
Track 5, What If? It's a dance mix with Jinbo and the Super Freak. I don't know who that is. Please don't lie to me.
I don't know why Jinbo when you said that. I thought of Jim from The Office.
Right.
Like Jinbo.
Yeah. Track 6 is the title track, Neuron, with Geiko and Yoon Murai. Yoon Murai is, she's always with Tiger JK before.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Of course then, that makes sense. I wonder how they got to know each other. Mm-hmm. Like Hobie.
Yeah, so that's it for BTS.
And we just, the countdown still begins.
For Jin.
June.
Yeah.
My Couple goodness. What are we going to get next? Like Super Salmon or something?
Oh my goodness. I'm excited to have him back. I feel like it's been forever since we've seen anything.
We need him to fight and take care of all the Delulus in the world.
Oh yeah, he'll put us in our place. So Stray Kids, Felix is currently in Sydney and spending time with his family at home. He was actually spotted many times by Stay, just like walking around the streets of Sydney. But a lot of them...
all those videos are really like random, but
yeah, nice. He's just sitting at like a bus stop.
But they're nice because
no one bothers him.
I like that. That's fine. I feel like that's fine.
You know what's not fine? People being dumb in the comments saying like, why are you filming him for?
Like,
why
you're
not
going to?
Well, you wouldn't. Like, they're not even... They're from freaking far away. They're just, like, zooming in.
Yeah.
And, like, they're just showing, like, oh, I saw Felix. Like,
people do that to other people. Like, not even celebrities.
I've seen freaking people filming me. Like, what the heck? When I was in Japan.
Yeah, that's true.
Just, like, filming me.
Some of them were kind of obvious, too.
Yeah,
like,
okay. So, like,
and then our other two friends, our tall friends, like, one dude stands out, David. He's, like, this really tall white guy from... Edinburgh,
yeah,
with curly like ginger hair.
Yeah, they love like white people over there. So they just film us.
I'm pretty sure I saw a lot of people filming him. Plus, he's tall. He's like
two feet
taller than everybody there.
Yeah, so I mean, like, people are dumb. I mean, no one was bothering Felix.
I think that's the important part. Did he say something about that?
Oh no. I think he even was giving out autographs and signatures too for people that like went up to him and asked.
Oh,
so
shit.
He was like,
oh,
nice enough to do that. Felix is so nice. He would never say no, I feel like. And then Hyunjin, we already mentioned it, but he was at the Versace show in Milan.
Of course.
We already talked about
Versace's favorite.
Him. But then also he was with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, duh. Forgot about
Ning
that.
Him and Anne Hathaway.
That was so random.
Ning.
It was really cool, but it makes sense because...
It was random until I found out that Anne Hathaway is Versace's ambassador also for the U.S.
Favorite female, if anything.
She's so funny. I was watching like the little clips that Donatella had like put on her Instagram, and then
Anne Hathaway didn't give a fuck.
Anne Hathaway was like wearing this like really, really tight red corset dress, and she couldn't even walk or like bend in it. And
yeah, so she couldn't sit down, so she had like
sitting on the couch like really awkwardly,
like straight.
She's so funny. I love her. And then also, so there was this funny clip. Well, it's not funny, but
okay, so there's a funny clip, but it's not
supposed to be funny because it was just like Hyunjin, like,
okay,
he went to the Versace store in Milan, and of course there was a lot of Stay there, and he looked over the balcony, and he was wearing like sunglasses, and he was like brushing back his hair. He's wearing like very like loose fitting clothes. I don't know, when I first saw that clip, it totally reminded me of Michael Jackson when he was like hanging his baby named Blanket
right.
over the balcony. I mean, people have to know that iconic clip.
Yeah.
Where like Michael Jackson was trying to show off his baby, his newborn baby. His name is Blanket, okay? Not to be mistaken, he was throwing a blanket over the
Because there was technically a blanket to cover the face.
Yeah.
So if you get confused, no, literally it's Blanket with a capital B.
Baby's name was Blanket. But for some reason, that clip of Hyunjin really, really reminded me of that scene. And I was, like, just thinking, it's crazy because, like, I feel like K-pop is Michael Jackson of this era, basically. Like,
yeah,
they're, like, the kings of pop.
Yeah, they're, like, taking over pop music,
yeah,
right? K-pop.
I thought I was crazy. But then, like, my other friend, Rachel, she's like, born in the same, like, kind of era as me. But she thought the same thing too. She's like, that's so funny because literally when I saw that clip of Hyunjin, I thought of the Michael Jackson and Blanket thing too. I was like, good, I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy. Only you, both of you. There's two of you that's crazy.
Crazy. And then also, what else I have here? Oh, Hyunjin and Changbin also attended the ITZY concert.
That's right.
And they were on the big screen.
I saw Hyunjin dancing a lot.
Yeah, he always dancing. So they were there too. And IN also went to the NHYPEN concert.
That's true. That's interesting.
Seoul.
That was pretty interesting that IN just went by himself.
So they're still all on vacation. They're probably going to be coming back very soon in March because they're going to have their fan meet at the end of March. So they'll be busy and preparing for that.
Then they'll reunite, you're
and
right.
And then just, it'll be like full force after
You must be so happy seeing so much Changbin and Hyunjin.
I am. They're all. I mean, that was like literally a mandate between them.
It's like a. It's that's probably why they've been pairing Ginny Rhett and Dweki together. Yes. So much.
Yeah, so speaking of their fan meets, the merch has dropped for the Japan one. So you can go and order that right now.
Just like Haley has done. You have to order before they sell out.
Actually, my friend, she orders it for me because she like, what is that? Consolidates everything with Buy.
Yeah, consolidate, group order kind of thing.
Because the ones from Japan, you have to use those third-party shopping sites. They always suggest to do Buy.
Yeah, because you can't. They won't ship directly. Yes, yeah.
So unfortunately,
that's how it is. But if you know the game, this is exactly what you're already familiar with. Yeah,
so she already knew. Like I didn't even because I was at work today, and then she had messaged me, and I hadn't even seen it. And she's like, "You need to get these Dweki and Ginny Rhett key charms.
They made them just for you, Haley."
And I was like, "Oh my god, that's so funny!" Because I was just gonna ask you for them. They're really cute. The rest of the pairings were very random, though.
It's like not the usual. It's not your pairings. Usual
like
yeah.
Min-chan or like Lino and Han.
Right.
They weren't together at all. I think it was Bang-chan and Han, Ayan so and that, Felix. I guess
that's like two-thirds of three Racha, right?
I guess. Ayan and Felix. And then the weirdest one was Libet and Sungmin, puppy. That one is just
kind of random.
Very, very random to me. The only one that made sense was Ginny Rhett and Dweki. But their merch is freaking cute. If you want to go spend money, don't. Or if you don't want to spend money, don't look at their merch.
They have really good stuff. I feel like we've talked about it before too, but Japan merch is always like a different level.
Yeah, it's always very kawaii and like accustomed to the kawaii culture of
yeah
Japan,
it's just super
basically.
Cute and like a lot of them are really nice too, like the
a
just
lot
in
of plushies,
general
always
even
plushies.
Like the other little small trinkets and everything mm-hmm. are just so nice.
Yeah,
and
they even have like little gacha like crane machines off the with the skuzu being lifted.
The backpacks are very cool too. They always sell the pickets.
Yes,
and they're cheap. Like
oh,
if you
so cheap.
It's expensive for us because we have to obviously ship it, but if you buy it and you're from Japan, the pickets are like what?
It's 800 yen, which is like
that's like
$6.
Six, 5 bucks. It's cheap. It's so cheap. It's really crazy.
And they sell it here for what, 30?
Yeah, exactly.
Usually?
So that's how much the retail maybe prices like are 12. For these. And that's the only way we could get them, like especially like Twice, because Twice has a lot of good, cute Japanese stuff mm-hmm. as well. They're the only ones that have the lovelies,
right,
too. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're little plush, cute versions of them. It's only in Japan. It's usually Japan merch, so.
Right, all that kawaii stuff.
It has to all be imported, third party.
I always feel like Japan is honestly the favorite child.
If you ever, since I feel like a lot of people have been traveling to Japan mm-hmm. recently, this is for our listeners who are still here tuning in, and we're going to tell you where to go. The one
the
store
secret.
The one store that me and Haley dreamed that it exists here.
Right.
They have so much K-pop merch. Like, we're talking tons of photo cards, tons of small trinkets, all so much stuff. A lot of like, secondhand, but
it's the all way, official.
But too. They're all official. Mm-hmm. All the stuff in Japan, even if you buy like anime figures secondhand, they're all basically brand new because Japanese take care of their mm-hmm. merch.
They
like,
do.
It's basically brand new.
Yeah.
But you're getting it at crazy discounts, not because they're all secondhand, which is one of the facts. Some of them are more expensive, though, because, you
right,
know, like,
because they know the
value
of
like,
it.
You know,
like those photo cards that are expensive here, they're still kind of expensive in Japan, but not as
Haley,
as
can you speak
expensive.
English? Can you speak English?
I can't speak English.
So the thing is, too, with the exchange rate as well, the exchange rate for U.S. dollars for Japanese yen, it's like we get almost like 20-30% off anything.
Mm-hmm.
So $1 equals like 100, like 20 or 30 yen. So
yeah.
Whatever you buy in Japan, because it's almost like you take out the two zeros, right?
Yeah.
Say something is 2,000 yen. That's $20. It's
yeah,
easy
roundabout.
Math. Roundabout. So do $20
probably
minus 30%. So
yeah.
It's like almost like $16
yeah.
sometimes. Like it's crazy. So you get a huge discount. Haley, we should probably tell them the name of the place.
K-Books.
K-Books.
Mm-hmm.
So K-Books is the name. It's near Sunshine City.
Right. They have other locations, but the specific one we went to was in Ikebukuro. And yeah.
Which is near, yeah, like Sunshine City. It's amazing because you'll find so much stuff. It's not just Stray Kids. Trust me, there's aisles and aisles of so many different groups and artists.
I spent like 2 hours just in the Stray Kids section.
Just browsing, and obviously we bought a lot of different stuff. I brought back a lot of like awesome merch even for our friends, and it's just amazing like the type of inventory they have. It blows my mind. Like that place would be emptied out by K-pop stands and fans if it was like located here, like in LA.
Yeah.
Like because
for like perspective, like for instance, a photo card here that I got of Changbin would usually be like maybe $20. I got it there for like $1.60.
And that's at the craziest like points. Like that's like one of the ridiculous ones, right?
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, you can really find some really cool treasures and gifts. They have so many signed Polaroids, which I say are like the holy grail of collectibles for like the world of K-pop. Sometimes you get lucky with like also like signed Polaroids and signed albums. Mm-hmm. It's just fantastic. Like, and the merch is like crazy. I remember seeing like the Twice Lovely pillows. I wanted to get one, but we couldn't fit in our luggage because we had so much shit already.
Followed this store on Twitter.
Again, it's called K-Books. You could check their stuff out.
Oh my God, I hate
you mean
seeing
X,
it.
Haley?
X, X.
Not Twitter.
Whatever. X, and then I just see like, because they update their merch pretty much every week, and they have so much new Stray Kids stuff coming out. I'm like, no.
So if you're in Japan, if you're listening to this K-pop podcast, you obviously will want to check this place out. Trust me. You save a few hours for yourself.
5 hours at least.
And there's always a lot of cool stuff to eat and
there's
do
so
in the area. Oh,
too.
Man. We had some good food
there.
We
have the Pokemon Center there, too.
Yeah, Pokemon Center in Sunshine City, like the kind of like their mall that's across the street. But we ate downstairs at some random like cutlet place.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah,
that was bomb.
Chicken.
Woo, that was so good. Yeah, so check that place out. K-Books, again, is what it's called, like K-Books, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can probably find it on Google Maps because Google Maps is fairly decent when you travel in Japan.
Oh, yeah, they use it a lot there.
So you'll be able to find it if you just put K-Books. You'll find some locations. This was probably the main one, I think.
Maybe.
Possibly. But check it out. So there you go.
One last thing. Bang Chan released his shoot for Nylon Japan for the April issue.
Oh boy,
holy shit.
whoa
is what I have to say about that. Because
what happened?
God damn, this man, he did a lot of ab showing in his shoot, and also
nice.
his back
excellent.
Oh my goodness. But obviously stays were going crazy after seeing all these photos, and then just like the meanings behind, because he did it for Swarovski.
Swarovski, yes.
Swarovski,
the crystals, right?
The crystals. So that's what he was like modeling for the shoot for Nylon Japan. And there was like this one pendant that's in an infinity sign. And he said that this is the love that I have for Stay and Stay have for Stray Kids. So like basically,
oh, man,
love.
Of course.
He's very, very like sentimental like that. And then he said something like, pair it with the heart hyperbola. I don't know the name of the thing, but there's like a pendant.
Hyperbole? I know that. What? Hyperbolic? What the fuck? What are you?
Wait, let me. I took a photo of the names of this.
Did you? Let's see. What did you? All I see on your phone are just pictures of Bang Chan's backs.
Wait.
What the hell?
Oh,
you don't need.
Hyperbola.
Why do you have? Why do you have 7 pictures of the same picture of Bang Chan's back on your phone?
Oh my God, I'm being exposed. Do you like this one?
What the F? Why aren't you posting that?
I will.
That is his belly button.
I have Jerome belly button. Bang Chan ab photo. Okay. So anyway, he said the hyperbola necklace with its sparkling dance technique that blends exceptional materials. So basically, he paired that heart pendant with the infinity sign. So basically, Stay's love is forever. And then that photo of him with the abs, he specifically put "to stay" at the top. So he's just feeding our Delulu. That's it.
That's the same story as always.
That's just Bang Chan.
But it's nice
honestly.
To see his back and his abs again because we saw.
Right. It's been It's so long.
I feel like the best we've ever gotten was from Kingdom.
Right, where he took both off at the same time. Where we could see both his back and abs. Because he's always so hard on himself. Because, like, even in the interview in that magazine, he was still, like, criticizing himself, like, saying that it was not good enough. And he was, like, working out hard to, like, do this photo shoot for, like, his body.
And then the
interviewer was like, well, but it looked really, really good. And he's, like, being super humble about it. I'm like, Bang Chan, please. Abs are so hard to get. Like, I'll trade you
your abs, your six pack for my keg. If that's what you, then you can work this out, and
so
you'll appreciate it. You'll appreciate it more if you had my keg.
I don't know what Bang Chan. He's always been very hard on himself, and then he's even saying something like, because I feel like Stay were sending messages to him on Bubble and saying like how handsome he looks and stuff like that, and he's like, oh, I don't know, like I don't think I'm really that type of guy to have a handsome face. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Did you not see the list of the 100 most handsome like faces or whatever for the males for the 2023 or 2024?
2023 and 2024, I think.
I don't know how it is, but the one at end of the year. Because we watched that, funny enough.
Yeah, and he's on there as the most handsome face.
It was New Year's at my parents' house. Yeah. And my mom was just watching with us. Because it mixes not just K-pop idols. It's like globally.
All over the world.
We're talking about actors. We're talking about models. Right. We're talking about athletes from all different countries. It's interesting that, you know, Bang Chan and Hyunjin and
we're the only ones.
Tae, Jungkook, I think, you know, it's crazy.
Like,
so.
Felix wasn't even on there.
Yeah, what like, the what? F? That was that kind of mind-blowing.
That was, like, I feel like it's rigged, but at the same time.
1,000% it's somehow rigged. But yeah,
Bang Chan is
if you haven't
that.
Checked it out, there's even a female one. That's crazy, too. Yeah, that was interesting enough.
Was, like, on the top five or something?
I don't remember, but yeah. I was so happy to see her. So yeah, they have a lot of them there. It was a fun watch.
I don't know who makes that stuff, but like
some of the stuff was like very interesting.
Very questionable.
Yeah.
But a beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, so whoever was beholding that video, it's their choice, right?
Cuz who was number 1 for the guys? Wasn't it the guy from Willy Wonka?
Timothy, what's his name?
I don't know his name. But Timothy Wonka. Was number 1. I was like, what?
So okay. There you go. Yeah.
It's not Felix?
Okay. Number 1 for the girls, for the females, was Nancy McDonald.
Okay, yeah.
Which is crazy. I mean, that's Nancy. Yeah, that's the Nancy from a K-pop group. From Momoland. Yeah. Momoland Nancy made number 1.
Momoland.
RIP to Momoland.
Not to Nancy.
Okay.
Right, okay. Anyway, that's it.
All right,
I'm done.
Mic drop. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and joining us all the way through. If you're still here, give us a like rating, hit that notification bell, subscribe. The rating always helps. It's nice to see, and it helps spread the word, the good word of K-pop in our podcast, and gets more listeners. It really helps us out in the long run. And you can also chat with us, which is the awesome part. I don't know how often, like, maybe you can actually chat with other podcasters, but we're pretty good with it. You can check us out on Instagram and TikTok, Haley, because what do we have on those platforms and what can they do on those platforms?
They can message us and find me there to reply to the messages. Yes. And then also we have a lot of concert videos. That Mina one fucking blew up. I think last week when we mentioned it, it was like 1 million. That was like 2.1 million.
She's still going.
She's blowing up with her thighs.
But Haley, you got to specifically tell the people, what? DM us.
Oh,
only
DM us
on
Instagram. Because right. TikTok sucks for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trust us. Because we will not get back to you.
No, because I never check. I barely ever check my TikTok messages.
So, yeah, that's it. So, thank you, everyone, for joining us, as always. Till the next episode, which I will be... Actually, is it next week? Oh, my goodness.
New Jeans.
I didn't even talk about it. But if you're still here, I'm going to be talking about New Jeans next week because I'm going to see them on Wednesday at the Billboard Women in Music Awards. I totally forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I guess, for next episode.
Yep.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us. As always, take care. Please stay safe and peace.